Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. Hey, I'm continuing our theme of God's abundant supply. Yes, our God is a God who wants to abundantly supply your need, the needs of his children. He's not stingy. He's not a tightwad. He is the epitome of benevolence. And he is a giving God, as it says in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the most precious thing he could have given. And Paul mentions this, I think that it is in Romans chapter 5. Paul said, he who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Wow. Paul is saying, hey, he's already given us the greatest gift, the most valuable, precious thing he could ever give. And so if he would do that, he's not holding out on us. Oh, how we need to put our faith in Jesus. How we need to put our lives in God's hands and let him guide and direct our lives. He wants the very best for you. You know, we're talking about God's abundant supply. And today I want to talk about Jehovah Jireh, or more literally and accurately, the Hebrew would be something like Yahweh Yireh, which means the Lord, our provider. And it's found in Genesis chapter 22, when God spoke to Abraham and told him to take his son Isaac and offer him up as a burnt offering on the mountains of Moriah. And so Abram obeyed. Abraham obeyed, and he took his son Isaac, who would have been grown at the time, and they had offered up sacrifices before, and they needed three things. They needed wood, they needed fire, and they needed a sacrifice. And as they're walking up the mountain, Isaac is noting something, and he says, Father, he said, we've got fire, we've got wood, but where's the sacrifice? Doesn't know he's going to be the sacrifice. Or that is the intention. God doesn't let it play itself out, but that's the intention. And Abraham said to him, my son, God himself will provide a lamb for the sacrifice. God himself will provide. And you see, folks, that's what we need to know. God himself will provide. And they get to the top of the mountain. Abraham builds the altar. And then he binds his son. Isaac has tremendous faith in God and in his father Abraham. And he allows himself to be bound and laid on the altar. And Abraham, you see, he's a person of faith. And we read in the story that Abraham, because God had promised him that Isaac, that his descendants were going to come through Isaac. And Isaac did not have any descendants at this time. And the Bible tells us that Abraham believed so strongly in God's promises. He had come to know God in his character of faithfulness, that God cannot lie. God is faithful to his word and his promises. And he knew that God had given him a promise that his descendants would come through Isaac. Well, at this time, Isaac has no descendants. Isaac is not married. He has no children. And so the scripture tells us that Abraham believed that God was going to raise Isaac from the dead. That if he had to go through, he was going to go through with it. And the only thing he knew was that God was going to raise Isaac from the dead in order to fulfill his promises. Do you have that kind of faith in your Heavenly Father? That if it takes a resurrection, that God will do whatever it takes to fulfill his promise to you. Wow. And so Abraham, he took his knife and he was about to plunge it into his son Isaac, and the angel of the Lord spoke out of heaven and said, Abraham, don't do it. Now I know that you fear God, even in the sense that you have not withheld your only son. And in that sense, we could say that Abraham in that story was a type of Christ, that he did not withhold his only son, and God did not withhold his only son for the human race. And so Abraham, he took the bonds off of Isaac. took him off the altar, and then he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo and behold, there was a ram caught in a thicket. His horns had gotten caught in a thicket, and Abraham took the ram and laid it on the altar in Isaac's place. And you know, Jesus was laid on the altar in our place. He went to the cross in our place. He was sacrificed. He is the Lamb of God. He was sacrificed in your place and mine. And so Abraham took the ram and he laid it on the altar and offered it up as a burnt offering. And I'd like to picture this in my mind. As Abraham and Isaac are going up one side of the mountain, God has this ram coming up the other side of the mountain because he knows that Abraham's going to need it. And so when the ram gets at the right place, God causes his horns to get caught in a thicket. And right at the right moment, Abraham looks up and there is the ram that is needed. And he and Isaac offer up it as a burnt offering. And we can only imagine the joy and the gratitude that is in the hearts of Abraham and Isaac as they walk back down that mountain after that experience. But Abraham called the name of the place where this had happened, he called it Yahweh Yireh. Yahweh is God's covenant name, and the King James is called Jehovah. In newer translations, the New King James and in the NIV and others, it's always translated as Lord in all caps. It's God's personal covenant name. And this was a covenant name, Jehovah Jireh or Yahweh Yireh. Yireh literally means the Lord will see. But it means the Lord will see and provide. He will see your need and provide. And not only will he see your present need, he will see ahead and provide. Because nothing takes God by surprise. When Abraham and Isaac, as I said, were going up one side of the mountain, God had already seen ahead. And he had that ram coming up the other side of the mountain. And he had it positioned at the right place because he had seen. He had seen ahead and made provision. And nothing in your life ever takes God by surprise. You know, when Adam and Eve sinned, it did not take God by surprise. God did not cause them to sin. He made them free will creatures in his own image and likeness, able to make their own choices. And you and I, we have free choice. But he knew. He saw ahead and he knew that they were going to turn away from him. And there's a passage in the book of Revelation, I don't know the exact reference, but it speaks of Jesus being the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. What? The Lamb slain? I thought he was slain 2,000 years ago. No, in the mind and heart of God, before he ever began creating, from the foundation of the world, even before he created Adam and Eve, he had already looked ahead. He knew that humanity was going to have a drastic need. And he planned to give his son, he planned to come himself and to be the sacrifice, to be the Passover lamb that would be the sacrifice for the sins of the world. God looks ahead and he makes provision. And God has looked ahead. Whatever you're going through today, it has not caught God by surprise. And like Abraham, lift up your eyes and look and say, talk to the Lord and say, Lord, where is my provision? I know you have not been caught by surprise. Lord, where is the provision that you have already looked ahead and provided for me at this time? And you know, Jesus is the fulfillment of all the names of God. Jesus is the fulfillment of Yahweh Yireh, the God who provides, the God who sees and provides. And you will find in the Gospels, not only does Jesus heal the sick, but he provides for every need for his people. When Peter had need to pay taxes, Jesus had the answer, told him what to do. Told him to take a hook, go down to the sea, and Peter's a fisherman, throw it in. The first fish that comes up, Jesus said, look in his mouth and you'll find enough money there to pay your taxes and mine. Out in the wilderness, no grocery stores around, thousands of people hungry, Jesus met the need. He knew what to do. He multiplied a young boy's lunch and fed the multitude. You find in the Gospels that Jesus was always meeting people's needs, abundantly supplying. He is the fulfillment of Yahweh Yiri, the Lord our provider. He is the fulfillment of the Lord our shepherd. And because Jesus is your shepherd, you shall not want, you shall not be in lack. Oh, thank God today that the God we serve, He is Yahweh Yiri, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, Jesus our shepherd, Jesus our provider. Oh, my friends, today, put your trust, put your hope in Him. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast, and we're talking about God's abundant supply. I look forward to seeing you next time on another episode of the Awakening Podcast. In the meantime, check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, and I'll see you next time.